Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I am Patty Mack, CFAX 1070, here with Lifestyle every Saturday from 1 to 2. It's a big day in the capital city. We've got elections going on. And lots of close races, different races going on. Talking about the tech side of it, the turnout today is Alan Perry. How are you, Alan?
I've never had the honor of being on with you before.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. I've listened to you and watched you over the years and love your show. And you've always given me lots of great tips because I'm the worst at technology ever.
Nobody is great at this. Nobody's expected to be. It's like, you know, if something happens to my car, I would be hopeless. I take it to a mechanic.
But you're so good. You're like, where's your password? Oh, I don't have a password.
Yeah, but that's why you do Lifestyles, because that's where you're awesome and I'm hopeless at them. My wife would tell you that.
Oh,
right?
That's so great, Alan. Now, today, you've already been making some calls because tonight, of course, CFAX has your coverage. And this is where everybody's going to be listening because it's the place to be for all the news.
Nobody did any polls this year. It's really interesting.
Why?
Well, we're too small. And where would you do your poll? You need to do 13 polls. Mm-hmm. And so in our little dysfunction by the sea, as Jack Knox from the Times columnist likes to call it. So if you're a media, if you're a CFAX or a CTV, are you going to spend the money to do 13 different polls? Are you just going to do Victoria? You know, what would you do? That's the big one. So we're all looking at the numbers we've got. Mm-hmm. We had the advanced polling numbers that came out very high, Victoria in particular.
What was the count this year so far?
I think we got about 12% of the vote came out for the advance poll. And that may be wrong. I didn't pull those numbers, but yeah. I was just saying, I talked to Katie Hamilton, the City of Victoria's communications director, and she said that 13% of the population voted in the first 4 hours.
Wow.
So we've got three sets of four, 12-hour polling, so in one-third. So we got 27% in Victoria last time. So we're on track for if that keeps constant. And you don't know. Did everybody who wanted to vote this morning and now we're going to have a quiet afternoon? We'll see what the afternoon means. But it bodes well for democracy because 27% was pathetic.
Yeah, really bad. And I think that young group that came out with Get the Vote Out, you know, everything I went to, they were there. And I think that's great because, you know, that's what people fought for, is so that we can have that, whether you like the choices or not. That's our right, and we should take it, right?
We just take it for granted. When you hear stories on the news about people that are risking their lives and their family in order to put a ink stain on their finger to prove they voted in these countries, and I go, how can you not?
Yeah.
But in Esquimalt, which was a little surprised, they've had more people voted already today than voted in the last election.
Wow. And you know, an interesting race, too, right?
Yeah.
And what are you hearing are the key issues this time around? I know what I'm hearing.
And this is going to be one of the interesting things, because social media was not anywhere near what it was when you think back 3 years ago,
what we were
doing. There's been a ton of stuff. Any candidate that's not on social media, some would say that they're throwing away the votes. But on the other hand, we've never seen a candidate get the people that live on social media that don't vote to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the numbers tonight that we'll be looking at. We'll be looking to see at the demographics. Did anybody get the youth vote? You talked about the campaign for the Get Out and Vote.
Yeah. And because, you know, you go to a lot of things. I know my parents, you know, voting, no matter what their age was, I would be driving them at a very advanced age because it was what you did that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the young people have totally gotten on board. I think it's coming more and more.
It's really easy to go tweet or Facebook post, mm-hmm. I think that's stupid or I think that's brilliant.
Right.
But now, are you going to actually walk down to the polling station and then you're going to be presented with a list of mayoral candidates, mm-hmm. council candidates, depending on where you live, a referendum question or plebiscite or something different or none of the above, and then school board candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess probably the number one thing to emphasize, Patty, is that you don't have to vote for anyone you don't know. You're not obligated to fill out that form. The teacher isn't going to say, sorry, Patty, incomplete. If you go in and mark one vote for one candidate and walk out, you've done your duty if that's what you think is important to you. And
right.
That's perfectly okay.
And I think that's a problem, is that as parents even, we teach our kids how it works so that they know. Because mm-hmm. you don't want to feel stupid that, okay, there's maybe how many choices for a counselor or for the whatever, what you put down and what you don't have to do. And one thing I found unusual is that trustees don't really have a big platform to get their voice out. And this is the hugest budget. And, you know, next to, you know, the for medical budget.
Education.
Education.
But they don't have a lot of say because so much of the dollars are already spent with the settlements with QP and with the teachers. I mean, do you want an embarrassing admission here? I honestly have not done a bit of homework for the Greater Victoria School Trustees. When I leave here, Suzanne and I are going to go get lunch, and then I've said, listen, I've got the mayor and council in Saanich, who I think I'd vote for. I don't have a clue on the school trustees, so I'm pulling the file from the newsroom. And how many other people?
And you're not alone, Ellen. I know because I was involved in school closures.
Yeah.
Our kids' school. So I got involved big time. And then I met who was on the school board, and you realize it is important.
Yes.
And they do make big decisions.
But I don't want to vote a stupid vote and an uninformed vote. In fact, Frank Stamper did a really interesting editorial on Friday. And he said, everyone's saying that you should be locked up if you're not voted. And he said, no. He goes, if you haven't done your homework, please stay home. We don't want mayors and councils being elected because they were the first at the alphabet. And so there's so many factors that play into
really
this.
True.
If you look at this, for example, in Saanich, the challenger, Richard Atwell, his name begins with A.
Yeah.
So he's going to be first on the ballot. And when people mark down the X, there isn't a box that said Y. We just get the X's or no X's. So, you know, in Victoria, one of the challengers, Dean Fortin, his last name F, comes fairly high, but it's going to be Stephen Andrew, A, Ida Chong,
C,
F for Fortin, H for Help. So the four are there. But again, so you never know. Nobody ever does an exit poll to say, did you vote for the first candidate on the list if you didn't know? Does the person that have the most signs, how much of an advantage does that give you? I'd really love somebody to do a poll.
How far out? Like, a lot of them are changing bylaws now because the signage got out way earlier. Because it starts with one person in August, and then all of a sudden everybody else joins in.
And people driving around town today will notice that the signs migrated overnight.
Yeah.
A lot of them moved and got placed closer to polling stations. I think the candidates all know not to violate that distance rule. So there's so many factors tonight when the numbers come out. I'll be covering City Hall. And that's the fun race. So I got the lucky straw for the coverage of that one. But even there, Professor Ron Cheffins, who's on with Pamela, and probably one of the wisest political scholars in town here. A couple things that Ron told me early on, many years ago. And he said, when the results start coming in, it's not who's got the most numbers. It's who's got the most numbers in which area. So you know how we talk about bellwether ridings?
Yeah.
We were able to call the provincial election, even though nobody dared say it. Once we saw those swing ridings in Kamloops.
So explain that, say, in Victoria, what that means, which areas?
That's really good. So candidates are expected to do well in their home areas, the areas where they live. Mm-hmm. So if a candidate, if that happens to be one of the first polls that comes in, and if the candidate that you would expect to do well in that area does not, there's a big bellwether.
Okay.
Aha. If you can't win your backyard, the neighborhood where you live, then there's a problem. For example, Ida Chong should do really well in Fairfield if she doesn't do there. And if that happens to come in before James Bay or Vic West or Fernwood or Oaklands, then that would be...
Education.
Yeah, so that's my job tonight, is not just to tell you so-and-so with, you know, three of however many polls counted, this candidate's in the lead, but these are the polls that have come in. What can we extrapolate about that? But again, it's all just information until we get those final numbers.
How does your technology affect all this tonight when you're at CFAX? How do you look at everything compared to how you used to cover it years ago, because you've been at CFAX for a while? How does that work now? Is it easier, worse?
Oh, it's much easier, because now what happens, and I'm not sure about all the municipalities because I'm doing Victoria, so the returning officers at the electronic ballot machines at each polling station, when 8 o'clock comes, lock them up, and they do a printout. And then the machine is locked, and they take out the memory card. So they have a physical printout in case there's a car crash and the memory card gets destroyed. I mean, they have to do that.
Yeah.
But then they bring both of those to City Hall, and they put the memory card into the reader in front of everybody. And public's welcome to come down after 7:30 at City Hall and watch us. They put the memory card in, and then the numbers on the screen change to reflect that new card. And if there's any discrepancy, there's a printout that was done by the returning officer at that poll. And that happens in each of the polls. So it's a question of who gets their paperwork done first at the polling station and then puts the ballot box in the car, boxes, and drives down to City Hall and walks in through the front door and hands the chief returning officer that returning card and signs the paper. And so last year, 3 years ago, when Dean Fortin was reelected for his second term. I believe it was about 8:55 in the evening. We used to be here until 11 or midnight because they were all counted by hand.
Well, I worked in TV starting in 81.
You remember.
So I remember elections, and they were long, grueling, but fun. And I love elections. I watch them on TV. I follow them. I find them
exciting. It's human nature playing out in front of you.
Yeah.
And it is really interesting. But again, I would really love, more than I'd love to do a poll in advance, as much as that would be, everyone would love to have known what was the poll for Victoria. No one ever did one. I would love to do the exit poll.
Yeah.
And as people come out of the polling station, pay a company money, and all anonymously, to say, now tell me, when did you make up your mind? I'd love to know that. Mm-hmm. How much influence did lawn signs have? Mm-hmm. How much influence did social media have? How much did radio, TV, newspaper coverage have?
All candidate meetings.
Yes. What was there one issue that made you decide? Did you change your vote at any point during the campaign before you actually cast your ballot? If you cast your ballot in an advance poll, did you ever regret that decision?
Yeah, and what could we do better?
Yeah. So that, I think, would be hugely valuable.
I think you're
valuable.
Absolutely right. Like, it's amazing all the stuff we don't do.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be sort of better ways of doing it sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Would you stick around a couple more minutes and talk some more about elections?
Okay, but then I got to go vote.
Literally. And find out about the trustees.
Literally.
Back in 2 minutes.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This is just coming into the newsroom. Police are reporting.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
You never know what the season will throw your way. Is your car ready for it? Make sure it is at Midas. They'll change the oil, rotate your tires, and complete a visual brake check, all for only $49.95. And for just $20 more, they'll even install your mounted winter tires. Midas offers the personal attention of a neighborhood garage with the protection and guarantees of a national chain. An oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for only $49.95. Offer valid on most vehicles. See store for details. Trust the Midas touch.
Stay warm in your vehicle this winter with full service at your local Co-op gas bar. The friendly staff at Co-op will fill your vehicle with Co-op high-performance gas or diesel fuel and clean your windshield. And for a limited time, buy a box of Toffifee for only $1.99 and get a coupon for a box of Old Dutch chips for just 99 cents while supplies last. Treat yourself to Co-op's full service today at participating locations. Let us serve you.
While she was alive, Maria Sanchez loved the symphony, so she left a bequest in her will. Tonight, her favorite symphony will present a program of Bach, Brahms, and Beethoven that she helped fund, bringing joy to a new generation of music lovers. Maria left a legacy. So can you. Leave a gift in your will to your favorite charities. Learn how at leavealegacy.ca, an initiative of CAGP Vancouver Island, supported by the Victoria Foundation.
Some trucks make claims followed by disclaimers. Well, compared to any other truck, Ram lasts longer. And Ram 1500 has the best fuel economy of any pickup ever. So much for the fine print. Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2014 Truck of the Year.
Get a Ram 1500 ST regular cab for less than $20,000.
Guts. Glory. Ram.
Oh, look, you have to replace your windshield. Woohoo! You've been wanting a free interior shampoo. That free courtesy car is great. The lifetime no-leak warranty ain't bad. New free wiper blades are good. Oh, and not having to deal with your insurance company is always pretty nice. First Response Glass takes care of you. Hassle-free. In Saanich on Glenford and Van Isle Way in Langford. Hassle-free. First Response Glass fixes it.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 from 1 to 2 every Saturday. We have a specialist with us, Alan Perry, who is... who is tonight, of course, 8 o'clock, CFAX is the place to be, your news authority. All the coverage you need to know about the election will be here tonight. And I do hope you'll tune in because this is important. This is where we live. These are the things that really affect us most day to day. I don't think people realize municipal politics, what a role they play in our lives.
It's funny when you consider, if you were to add up the minutes on the news, whether it's radio, TV, or amount of, inches in a centimeters in a newspaper, old habit, and you sit there, national and international, and here in BC lately, provincial gets so much airtime. But if you actually look at your life and what affects you, do you have sidewalks? When do they collect the garbage? And of course, the big S word, sewage, and amalgamation. That's going to be an interesting one tonight. And to be honest, we're choosing our words really carefully because we don't want in any way to influence people's votes.
Absolutely not. But they have become certain topics that were really headliners this time that were really one or two issues opposed to the wide variety like garbage and sidewalks and stuff that
Jack Knox did a really interesting column earlier in the week pointing out the variation in questions that are being asked. And how much that has influenced, the candidates who ran. That's something else that's worth noting here. We got some interesting candidates this year, and we got some people that we thought were going to run that didn't, because it's a four-year commitment.
Right.
And that really makes a lot of people pause. You know, what are you going to be doing, Patty, in 4 years? I mean, can you commit now? A lot of us have difficulty figuring out what we're doing next week.
Absolutely. So, you know, I came from the community roots. I'm the past president of the Mount Tommy Community Association, so 15 years in this game. And I really have done my legwork as far as what people do. And I know it's a huge commitment because, you know, I thought of running before. But I know how huge it is. And people that do this and are on council, they don't get paid a lot. And It's a
thankless job because the expectation is of the public that you are available 24/7.
Yes.
If there's an issue in your neighborhood, they can
tell you what they think.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, your phone will ring. You're expected to have a listed phone number, your mobile phone number in most cases. Yeah. They can certainly tweet you. They can text you.
Yeah.
They can expect to see your Facebook post. So the pressures are a lot more. But, I mean, when you ran for the Mount Tommy Community Association, you would stand for being president for the next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you're being asked to stand for 4 years.
Yeah.
So
it's a big commitment.
Yeah. So I'm really curious to see how much amalgamation plays into the results. And again, there isn't a box on the ballot that's other than the referendum question, if you have one in your area. Most do.
Yeah.
Saanich has got that community survey, informal community survey that they did that. Mm-hmm. Others don't have it at all. But there isn't a box there to say that these results up above for mayor or council were based on my answer down below. We don't know that. So is that going to be an issue? Is sewage treatment going to be the defining issue in some areas like Oak Bay? Deer call or not deer call? I suspect that's going to be a pivotal issue. I suspect, and frankly, it's going to be a deciding issue.
And if people are coming out early to vote, is that saying it's about an issue or about a person? You know, like there's something about that, everybody getting out early, like a determination that we are doing this. I saw families this morning before I got here coming in. So those are those votes that sometimes maybe your kids didn't come along, but now they're going all together to make sure they maybe have their say.
Some candidates worked really, really hard to get their supporters to get out and vote during the advance polls. And I said, okay, but that's great. That's really impressive. But you can't come back and vote again on Saturday. So in one sense, it's really good because you know who voted, and of your list of supporters, you can now get back and say, okay, did you vote? Well, you said you were going to. Come on, please. You said you would. So you can at least focus your attentions on a smaller group because you know the ones that did. You can check them off the list. Advance polls are really interesting. Are they indicative? Well, we've already got the results that we had 4,000 advance votes in Saanich, 3,000 in Victoria. So that's up substantially from the last election, but what does that mean? Does that mean that the voter turnout's going to be up? Or does that mean that a bunch of people had plans this weekend and wanted to get it out of the way?
Yeah, I like kind of the feeling of the polling day, of the, you know, voting day. It's sort of fun to be there and see who is coming out. You know, as far as the election goes, though, you know, I've been to a lot of, you know, all candidates meetings and over the years. And, you know, is that the best way? Are we going to see a change? You're talking about when people are leaving the polls, how do we find out more about what they want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with social media and the stuff you're working on now, how are we going to get the message out if we want to run and we're a new candidate or even if we've been there a while? How do we get that message out? Because I don't think it's really, it's a handful of people that go and then you see a TV or radio or a print ad.
Mm-hmm.
How do we really know and be informed?
I like all candidates meetings if they're run properly. It's a real challenge because there's a lot of competing forces.
Yes.
It's like a tornado.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's no one standard.
Yeah, and you've got to find out. And then when you get issues that are big in the community regionally, like amalgamation or sewage treatment or deer cull, how do the organizers make sure that, I mean, I had the honor of moderating one in Esquimalt. And it was really challenging to get as much information in the hands of the people that took time to come out. We had a standing room only crowd sponsored by the Esquimalt Chamber of Commerce. So I made an early call early on in consultation with the chamber. And I said, listen, if we've got that many candidates on the stage, and if we give them all 30 seconds, do the math for each question, we had 15 people up there. So that's going to get 4 questions an hour, really. So I said, if it's okay with you, I'm going to try and turn some of the questions that people put in the question box into a show of hands. And then if the audience wants to know more, so, for example, in Esquimalt, I asked the question on behalf of somebody who put one in, Patty. I said, how many people here, show of hands, and I'm paraphrasing by my memory here, are in favor of a deer cull if it's done on a regional basis? Candidates put up their hands, others didn't. And then I turned to the audience and I said, are you okay with that, or do you want to hear an explanation from each of the candidates on why they did or didn't? And they were happy with that one. Mm-hmm. They wanted to move on to something else. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get through some fairly major issues, but even on the amalgamation one, one of the first questions out, who here is in favor of amalgamation? Not a single candidate put up their hand. So I said, okay, because they said, hey, look, what does that mean, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, how many people here are in favor of studying the pros and cons of amalgamation?
All the hands went up.
Most, not all.
Oh.
There were some that didn't think that was worth the money, but that gave the vote people in the room a really good sense of it. But then, later, one of the people in the audience said, I'm not satisfied with that. Does nobody here think we should have fewer than 13 municipalities? So I said, okay, clock is running, but show of hands, how many people here think there should be fewer municipalities than the 13 we have now? Several candidates put up their hands. So by coming at it from several different ways, we didn't have to have long, drawn out 15 people answering for 60 seconds. But I think that gave people a clearer picture. So it's what questions you ask. You know,
and you know what? People do care, though, also about sidewalks and traffic calming and
absolutely,
the infrastructure and parks and food security and all kinds of things.
When are you going to pick up my garbage? What are you going to do with it? How much are you going to charge me? I think that would be one of the single biggest questions to know, because guess what we all produce? We all produce garbage. And are you going to compost it and things like that? So, and this year we're coming up, there's going to be a ban on putting compostable organics at the Heartland landfill. So that's going to be a very key issue. So whoever you elect is going to have to decide how we implement that. So, so if you're listening to us now and you have decided, I can't bother to vote, please take a little time. We put a ton of stuff up on the CFAX 1070 webpage, questions and answers, same questions to all the candidates. Mm-hmm. Some answered, some didn't. CFAX1070.com, you'll see election information.
And get together with your friends tonight. Make sure you vote today if you're informed. And listen to CFAX tonight.
Frank Stanford is anchoring with Professor David Black, not the David Black from Black Press. This is the professor from Royal Roads, David Black, giving some analysis and trying to parse the numbers and see what we should take out of, other than congratulations, sorry you didn't win, etc. But what can we learn from that?
Excellent. We're going to have lots of people in this town, lots of anxious people, especially those that are up for office, listening to CFAX tonight. I hope you'll be joining us. Thank you so much, Alan, for
giving
us all
this
information.
My honor to be here.
It's been great. And after the news, we're going to be talking to Lorna Vanderhaeg.
If you want a direct nonstop flight from Victoria to Prince George, there's exactly one option: Pacific Coastal Airlines. Beginning Monday, January 12th, Pacific Coastal Airlines introduces new direct nonstop flights between Victoria and Prince George 6 days a week on its comfortable and spacious 30-seat Saab aircraft. With airport-to-airport service in just 1 hour and 40 minutes and one-way fares starting at $140. Pacific Coastal makes flying to Prince George fun again. Don't wait. Book your nonstop flight to Prince George today. Online at Pacific Coastal.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. The city of Victoria says as of noon, about 90 minutes ago, 8,360 people had voted so far in the city, which is 13% of eligible voters on this civic election day. Also in Esquimalt, the lineup is a long one at the polling station at the Rec Center. CFAX's Ryan Price was in that lineup, and he heard from an election official that the number of people who have gone through there so far is already higher as of 11:30 this morning than the total number of voters from the last civic election. Now, staff are also reworking the lineup to try to get things moving more swiftly. And today is civic election, but a lot of people decided to beat the rush and vote in the advance polls instead. In the city of Victoria, more than 3,000 people had already voted before today. That's nearly 125% more than the last election. In Saanich, it's even bigger. More than 4,000 people voted advance, a nearly 225% increase. Of course, we don't know if higher voter turnout for the advance polling means a higher turnout today. That will all shake out as soon as we get all the results. And stay tuned to CFAX for our election results show, which begins as soon as the polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. Help the Mustard Seed Food Bank and the Our Place Society today with BC Transit's 13th annual Stuff the Bus event. The bus is set up in the parking lot at Tillicum Mall, and donations will be accepted until 5 o'clock this afternoon. The Mustard Seed needs non-perishable food, while Our Place is looking for cash donations and gently used socks, blankets, and other clothing. A violent inmate with a history of property and weapons crimes has escaped from a work crew in Prince George. Mounties are using an aircraft to look for 38-year-old Randy Henricks. He's from Saskatchewan, and when he ran off from his work crew just before noon yesterday, he was wearing a yellow slicker coat, white thermal undershirt, and orange pants. Henricks has tattoos of a swastika and an iron cross in his right forearm. The police don't think he has any family in Prince George. We'll take a look at CFAX weather next.
Go! I'm John Montgomery, host of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada. We're looking for new teams for Season 3, and auditions are open right now.
Your last chance to apply is November 24th.
Apply at ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada.
Say hello to CTV Comedy Thursdays. With The Big Bang Theory, Canada's biggest show, plus The Millers, 2.5 Men, and The McCarthys. CTV Comedy Thursdays. Join the fun Thursday at 8 on CTV.
CFAX weather, sunny today, a bit windy by the water, a high of 6 degrees. Clear tonight with a low dipping down to -1. Sunny again tomorrow and a high of 8 degrees. Now the weather does warm up a bit starting Tuesday, but that's mostly because it starts to get cloudier with a chance of showers. Right now in downtown Victoria, 7 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and I always love talking to my next guest. Lorna Vanderhaeghe is Canada's leading women's natural health expert, author of 11 books, including A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones. And that's what we're going to talk about today is, are your hormones wreaking havoc on your holiday spirit? We're going to get some tips on getting in balance. Christmas is around the corner. Maybe we can have some good ideas as to how to stay level this year. How are you, Lorna?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great. Now, we haven't spoken for a while, and I know you've got a national webinar going on. We'll talk about that later, but I love this topic because hormones is something, you know, we all have to balance out. We live with a lot of stress. What are some of your tips, and what does that look like when we're out of balance with our hormones?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, when we're talking about stress, most people think, what does stress have to do with hormones? But cortisol is your stress hormone. And when we're under lots of stress, this can create hormone imbalance because in women, our adrenal glands, which help you deal with stress, they not only secrete the stress hormone cortisol, but they are a woman's backup hormone system. So that's where your estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and DHEA is produced. So when we're under lots of stress, which happens during the holidays, for women, this can create hormone havoc in regards to period problems and terrible PMS and breast lumps and ovarian cysts and a flare-up of your endometriosis or any of those kinds of female problems can be associated with this hormone disruption that happens because the stress you're under.
So cortisol, that's your sort of flight or fright? Is that what activates that?
Right. So cortisol is the hormone that's secreted that helps us deal with stress. So if we're under tons of stress, say a lion is chasing us, we're going to have lots of cortisol secreted so that we run faster. But today, because of our 24/7 kind of lifestyle, people are getting this continuous cortisol release. Now, symptoms of adrenal exhaustion or too much cortisol are things like you fall asleep fine, but you wake up at 3 o'clock wide awake and you lie there till 4 or 5 where you crash back to sleep every night. And if that's happening in both men and women, that's a sign that you're under too much stress and the body's having a hard time handling it. Sugar cravings, salt cravings, caffeine cravings, these are all signs that we are adrenally exhausted or under too much stress. And, of course, this is the time of year when, you know, women tend to get more stressed than men just because they're the ones who are the shoppers, the wrapping the presents, the, you know, organizing everything, making sure that everything is done perfectly for the holidays.
And what happens lots of times, Lorna, because, you know, you want to make it the best, especially your kids are little, you want to make it fabulous, and then you end up being kind of cranky and horrible. And everybody's sort of mad at you, and you don't enjoy the season.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's, and first off, I always want to tell moms, you know, I'm a mother of four adult children. I've got three teenagers living with us half time. I'm a grandmother of seven.
Wow.
So I know all about kids, and they don't remember a lot about what you did before age eight. So all
oh,
the women
darn,
out there,
I wish I'd known that.
Yeah, all the women out there who have children under the age of eight, you don't need to be worried about anything because they're not going to remember it anyway.
All that extra work. Oh, my gosh.
It's true.
So you need to put yourself first and see how you're feeling. So how would people, is there a test or something they can do now so they can get that under control before Christmas?
Yes, I mean, they can go to my website at hormonehelp.com, so the word hormone and the word help. They can do our stress test there, which is free. They can also read about adrenal exhaustion in one of my free books, which is your A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health. If you know you're under lots of stress, there are great nutritional supplements at the health food store. You can look for adrenal support nutrients, and I really recommend you get on them. A lot of people also start to develop seasonal affective disorder, which creates depression, mild to moderate depression at this time of year. So, you know, when you're supposed to be happy, and I say supposed to be, a lot of people get very sad. And the holiday season isn't always such a positive thing for everyone. So if you also fall into that category, you want to go to the health food store and ask for a product called Smile. And it's called Smile because it raises your happy hormones, which are serotonin. And this can help you get through this holiday season without having that typical, you know, flatline drop that we get on Boxing Day.
Smile. So anything in there that would be any harm to you? Is it all natural?
Right. Well, Smile contains enteric-coated 5-HTP. And 5-HTP is a natural substance that has no addictive properties, no negative side effects, and it raises your happy hormone, serotonin, so it helps you deal with anxiety and stress and, you know, basically elevates your mood. And I'm really not sure why the doctors don't recommend it first before they ever put someone on Valium or Ativan or any of the antidepressant medications, because this particular ingredient has excellent clinical research for its safety and its effectiveness, and this would be a much better option for people than going on some of the more, you know, serious big gun drugs that we use for depression and anxiety today.
It sounds like a wonderful thing to take for a little, you know, get you through the holidays and get you, especially with, like you're saying, with the weather changing and
right.
People that are very affected by and can't get away to Mexico or somewhere and have to live with the weather. I know it really does affect people a lot.
Oh, it does. You know, the early darkness is a hard thing for many people, and the lack of sunshine, although it's been pretty beautiful in Vancouver and Victoria these days, just because of the cold front that's moved in. So we're enjoying that. But, you know, the holiday season is such a hard time, and my daughters have got it figured out. You know, they get on the internet, they buy their gifts online, they're all shipped to the house. They use bags to put the presents in. They don't go into this great process of wrapping and ribbons and all the things that, you know, are gone in 5 seconds on Christmas morning. And I think that at this time of year, we really need to get organized so that we're not, you know, furiously wrapping at 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Well, these are great tips, Lorna, you know, to go do the stress test on your site, buy the smile so you have the arsenal ready, and get organized like your daughters are doing. You don't have to be perfect. You know, like you say, no one's going to judge you on all this stuff, so take some shortcuts.
Oh, it's true. You know, I used to be the mother who would make the gingerbread cookies, you know, the little girl cookie and the little boy cookie, and write the kid's name on it for the kindergartners. I'm sure all the other mothers hated me.
They did.
And my children do not remember any of this. And I used to stay up for nights on end exhausted and be the one who would get a cold on Boxing Day because I did too much. So it's not the way to do it. And I think there's a lot of pressure on women today to be perfect, and we should just give up on it.
Well, I'll give you my little hint when my kids were little. Go to the bakery, buy the muffins or the cookies, buy a really nice tin at the store, and put them in there.
It's also a good one. And, you know, enlist the help of your adult children. So now, you know, this year my son will cook Christmas Eve dinner, which is so wonderful because I get to relax, which is just great.
Oh, I love it. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the sexy hormones and stress. Back in 2 minutes.
From Souk to Sydney, from Langford to Esquimalt, it's time for Election 2014. Tonight, the Capital Region goes to the polls to vote for who will run our cities. Count on CFAX 1070 to let you know who's running and where they stand on the issues. Go to CFAX1070.com and check out the comprehensive CFAX candidate guide. Listen for all the results tonight, Election 2014 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Corrine May, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. Island Farms Santa's Light Parade is on Saturday, November 29th, starting at 5:45 on Government Street. Join us and bring the family to this festive annual parade. Saanich Peninsula Hospital Auxiliary Christmas Bazaar and Craft Fair is Saturday, November 22nd at Mary Winspear Center. All proceeds go to the hospital for equipment care and comfort of patients. Hillside Center's 14th annual Night of Lights is on Sunday, November 23rd, and loaded with fabulous in-store discounts, tasty treats, live entertainment, and prizes. Charitable proceeds benefit Santa's Anonymous. On Thursday, November 20th, join Community Living Victoria and emerging artist Cody Carey for a wonderful evening of talent and inspiration. Proceeds support CLV. And CFAX presents Buffy St. Marie Saturday, December 13th at Charlie White Theatre in Sydney. That's your Community Connection brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
If you want to cut down on trips to the grocery store, you'll love Fairway Market's giant case lot sale. Open your Fairway flyer and check out these family pack specials. All-purpose white or unbleached Rogers flour, just $8.99 for a 10-kilo bag. Kraft Dinner, the original mac and cheese, just $8.99 for a 12-pack. U.S. number one green giant russet potatoes, just $2.99 for a 10-pound bag. Don't miss the Fairway Market giant case lot sale.
No club cards, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing at Fairway Market.
While he was alive, Coach Jim Bindley loved to enrich kids' lives through sports. So, he left a bequest in his will. Today, four kids are looking forward to soccer camp because he is sending them there. Coach Bindley left a legacy. So can you. Leave a gift in your will to your favorite charities. Learn how at leavealegacy.ca, an initiative of CAGP Vancouver Island, supported by the University of Victoria.
Enjoy Victoria, one bite and one sip at a time. In good taste with Kathy Macquarie, Saturdays at 2 on CFAX 1070.
I love Saturday right here on CFAX 1070. I am Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. On the phone, we have Lorna Vanderhaeghe, who is Canada's leading women's natural health expert. We're talking about Christmas hormones. We do have a caller here for you, and it's Sandra. How are you, Sandra?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Excellent. What's your question for Lorna?
Okay, I've suffered from depression, anxiety attacks, panic attacks, et cetera, and I spent years trying to find a way to deal with it, and finally was brought to my knees last year. I was in such bad shape that they finally convinced me to go on some medication. Yeah. And now I hear her talking about this smile. And they're telling me the medication they put me on is a serotonin uptake, I think it's called. So I'm just wondering, like, is this a substitute for that?
Okay.
The smile?
Well, it's a great question, and the short answer is yes. So for people who are already on serotonin drugs like Prozac or any of the other medications that they put people on to deal with panic attacks, anxiety, and mild to moderate depression, if you're on those drugs and you don't, for some reason, you're not happy about being on them and you want to use something like Smile, you would have to actually enlist the help of your doctor. And what they do is they wean you off your medication while they increase your dose of Smile. So Smile would be used in replacement of the drug that you're on. The difference is that one is a natural substance and the other one is a prescription synthetic drug. And, of course,
right.
You can't take the two together for too long. Otherwise, you get too high a level of serotonin. So on our website, we actually have a one-hour audio program that you can listen to on how to get off antidepressant medications using the Smile safely.
And I guess what you would say, Lorna, too, though, is always check with your doctor, especially if you're on something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm working with my family doctor and the psychiatrist, and I brought it up. I said I would try for 1 year to be on this medication, but then I want off of it because I've explored other avenues of, you know, yoga, meditation, walking, everything else to try and do it naturally. And the psychiatrist, like, pretty well got really upset and said, no, you cannot come off of it. And I said, okay, that wasn't the plan. The plan was, I wanted to...
Well, just so you know, you have to enlist the help of your doctor, and that's what the one-hour program is about, because what they do is they give you declining doses of your drug over 6 weeks, so you have to get a prescription for that, so each week the dose goes down. And while you're doing that, you increase the dose of the Smile until at the end of the 6 weeks you're on the top dose of Smile and you're finally off your antidepressant. But you have to listen to the little one-hour audio program, which will explain all of it to you. And you're absolutely right. You got to have your GP help you.
Well, I went on to this drug, sertraline. I went on to 25 milligrams.
Well, you know, Sandra, I think that's the best bet is to make sure that you do talk to your doctor. I hope you do feel better because, you know, people go through so many things in their life, and it sounds like you've really had a hard time. And
I want off the drugs.
Yeah.
Because everything else is working. I want off the drugs.
Okay. Well, all the best to you, Sandra. Thank you for calling. Lorna, it must break your heart when you hear people. I know you're going to do a webinar across the country. So many people suffer with their emotions, with anxiety, with, you know, whatever's going on in their life.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, I think the latest number, and it's you know, predominantly women 35 and up. And I think a lot of it is hormones that don't get treated properly, and then eventually it creates all these psychological issues for us, panic attacks and anxiety. And the challenge I have is that we have such great natural products that have excellent clinical science. So this is not hokey. This is pure science. Natural products that work, and it's a challenge that our doctors aren't educated on them. So they could try these things first, and we would only use the drugs as the last resort instead of the first situation. And it's a real challenge because a lot of women end up with, you know, serious panic attacks and anxiety, especially at menopause.
I want to talk a little bit about the food and some of the things we can do to kind of counterbalance these hormones, especially at Christmas time. When we come back with Lorna, we're going to talk about how to eat your way through stress. Back in 2 minutes.
Feel like walking today, Mom?
Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain with the help of biomechanical orthotics. These real prescription orthotics deliver the precision, durability, and results that regular arch supports cannot. Get back your life and have great feet again.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9350.
For over 140 years, Velvoline has helped engines run better, from Detroit, Michigan to Dog River, Saskatchewan. Hi, it's Brent Butt from Corner Gas. Corner Gas the movie is in theaters December 3rd to 7th. Visit VelvolineMoviePromo.com for a buy one, get one free movie ticket offer and get a chance to win Corner Gas the movie merchandise. Hey, you're going to love Corner Gas the movie. They're even talking about it in Woolerton. Valvoline, over 140 years under the hood. No purchase necessary. For details, go to ValvolineMoviePromo.com. Contest closes December 14th, 2014.
Whether your old machine needs a tune-up or you're thinking, new would be nice, don't miss Pfaff's Creative Elegance event at Sawyer Sewing Center. At only $17.99, the new Pfaff Expression 3.5 with large sewing space comes with a free bonus folding table valued at $2.99. Embroidery machines, $29.99, and all made to fit Pfaff cabinets are priced to clear. For more information and financing details, visit SawyerSewing.com.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
Since 1953, on Douglas across from Uptown and now on Facebook.
A new roof is a big investment. One of the most important decisions you can make for the protection and value of your home. Before you do anything, look into a steel roof from Irwin Industries. It's fireproof, moss-free, with clean lines and concealed fasteners. Available in over 40 colors, your new roof will last virtually forever. Call them for the last roof you'll ever need. 875 Viewfield Road, online at steelroofvictoria.net. Call 382-5154.
We are back, Lorna Vanderhaeghe, talking about your hormones wreaking havoc on your holiday spirit. Lorna, you talk about a little pre-holiday stress detox. What would that look like?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, we can actually help our hormones by eating. It's the hardest thing for people to do, though. The key is to avoid as much sugar as possible, which is such a challenge at Christmas time because there's so many goodies and Nanaimo bars. And so, you know, what we want to do is eat more protein because that cuts our sugar cravings. And, you know, there are great protein shakes that you can get at the health food store. There's even protein shakes now that contain CLA, which can help you burn fat.
Does it really work?
Oh, CLA has very good research. They did a study. They have lots of studies, but the study I love, they did a study in postmenopausal women. So that's the hardest group to lose weight. They gave them 5,000 milligrams of CLA a day, and in 90 days, with no diet change, they lost 7 pounds.
That's music to my ears.
Yeah, and this is a protein shake that you can get. It comes in vanilla and a dark chocolate that is delicious.
So you're going to get your protein, plus you're going to be kind of helping with the...
Yeah, you're going to get the protein and the CLA, so you can get the two together. Protein, protein, protein. So if you go to a party, you want to stand at the end that's got the, you know, the chicken breasts and little lamb chops and all the meat and the cheese and the protein, because that's going to help you burn fat. If you go to the other end of the table with the Nanaimo bars, that's where you really have trouble. And alcohol is a challenge, especially if you're someone who's dealing with, you know, anxiety, depression, or mood swings. And so lots of sparkling water, because people won't know if you've got alcohol in it or not, which
exactly.
is a great thing. Yeah.
And with the sugars, too, you know, sugar really is kind of the enemy, right? And that's going to really get you up and down, up and down, up and down with your moods.
Well, what it does is when you eat lots of sugar, your serotonin goes up like a rocket ship, but it comes down like a rocket ship. So you have a terrible time with mood swings. So it's very important for people who have anxiety and depression and mood swings to stay as far away from the sugar as possible. And, you know, there are great weight loss products. This is the thing I want to say. Instead of waiting until January, which is when everybody goes to look for weight loss, look at it now. You know, go into the health food store. They have great things. There's the CLA. There's protein powders. There's carosotol, which is the belly fat buster. Then we look at the other things like Sevetol, which you can pour into your water. It comes in these little stick packs. They had a 10.8-pound weight loss in 60 days with no diet change using that weight loss product. And this is all good science. It's not hokey. And you can start today instead of waiting until you've put on another 2 pounds over the holidays.
Right, because, you know, that belly fat, we've talked about it lots with you on here. You know, it's not good for you. And if you eat the protein first, you're going to be with some, maybe some, you know, veggies and stuff. You're going to be pretty full, so you're not going to really want all that sugar stuff. And you do actually get used to not eating as much sugar.
It takes about 6 weeks to completely retrain your brain for sugar. So if you're a person who puts 2 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee or your tea, then tomorrow you want to put 1 teaspoon and 3/4, and then a few days later you put 1.5 teaspoons, and by the end of the 6 weeks you won't even want to put sugar in your coffee anymore.
Yeah, it's really just a habit, right, that you just get used to not having it, and then you don't really like it.
No, exactly, and we also have to know, you know, this is cold and flu time, and all this stress increases the number of colds and flus. The sugar also makes your immune system not work very well. And all this stress is what causes us to develop belly fat. So there's a connection with the belly fat and the stress, is that when you're under lots of stress and your stress hormone goes up, the fat cells around your middle change shape. They get really, really big, and the fat can't drain out. And this is what causes the belly fat, is all this stress combined with the sugar and the alcohol and all the things that people do during the holiday season.
So I think what we're saying right now is start today. Don't wait until January something. Feel good starting now and make it like the opposite of the January 1st, making that kind of pledge.
That's why we're doing this national webinar. So a webinar, for people who don't know what that is, as long as you've got a computer with speakers, you can sit at home and listen to this one-hour program on how to eat better, how to survive the holidays, how to deal with, you know, depression, anxiety, and mood swings, how to bust that belly fat before the holiday season starts so that you can look fabulous when you go on your South vacation in February and January.
Absolutely. And I love all these tips today, whether it's SMILE or the CLA or eating the protein. I mean, sometimes we just need to arm ourselves with the information, and then we can take on these challenges. And also, let's not stress so much. Let's try and make these holidays about what they're supposed to be and not about being perfect.
Oh, you know, it's all about family and friends and, you know, making people happy. And it's not so much about 30 gifts under the Christmas tree that took you a lot of time in shopping. For me, I have a huge family, so it's just overwhelming when you look at the number of gifts you have to buy and wrap and shop for. And so it takes away from the wonderful time that you get to spend, you know, having great dinners and just time with the family.
Tell me about some of your experiences, your family. What are some of the special highlights that your family's always included for the holidays?
Well, I have a big family. We've got 19 in our immediate family, and they all come and stay the night on Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
And then we have Christmas morning with all the kids and everything. It's so much fun.
Oh, cool. And so you have 7 grandchildren. So now do you buy gifts for all those and toys and all that sort of stuff you're buying again?
I do. I do the family gift, and then the kids get special things because, you know, it's all about the kids. And you know what? They love the stockings. That's the really special thing, is what, you know, wonderful thing did you put into the stocking. So it's a fun time. I love Christmas, but I can see that it can be very, very overwhelming for people. And this year I vow that I'm going to spend more time visiting and not so much time shopping.
And I know you have a busy schedule. People want to get a hold of you and learn more about all the stuff that you do and all the things they can partake in, including the webinar. How do they do that, Lorna?
They can go to the website at hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And we're making things more accessible to people. That's why we're doing these webinars. And next week on November 18th at 5 o'clock, people can sign in. And there'll be tapes so you can listen to them later as well. And we've got lots of information on the website for people. So one-hour programs on everything from, you know, colds and flus to how to lose weight to getting off antidepressants.
So what takeaway are you going to have this year for yourself here out of all these ones? The SMILE, what things are you doing to keep in balance?
I am doing the protein. I am so in love with this protein because I'm a vegetarian, so it's very hard to get adequate amounts of protein when you're a vegetarian, and that's always been a challenge. And, you know, if we don't have enough protein, our muscles start withering away and you start sort of shrinking to the ground. And so I'm doing the protein with the CLA so I can help ward off that 2 pounds I usually put on during the month of December.
Well, Lorna, it's always great talking to you. All the best for the holidays. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. TJ, thanks as always. If you want to get in touch with me about me or any of my guests or have suggestions for the show, that's lifestylewithpattymack.com. Make sure you get out there and vote today and use your right, because people have fought for that. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.